Hey, what's up, everybody? Guess what time it is? Guess what day it is? It's Friday. And usually right about this time, the Lady Boss Show come on. So look, I want you to keep it locked to Soar Radio. And because it's about to go down. Like, hold on. Like, right now. Seriously.
What's going on, guys? This is independent recording artist Jairus Cook, and you can find me on Instagram at Jairus Cook Music. And you are tuned into the sounds of the Lady Boss Show with the one and only Veronica Charnell.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl Katura Cummings. You can find me on Instagram at KETURAHCUMMINGS. And you are listening to The Lady Boss Show with Veronica Charnell.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Check mic 1, 2, 1, 2. Check mic 1, 2, 1, 2. Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? It is another Friday. It is another week. And if you are new to my show, I am Veronica Charnell, and you're listening to the Lady Boss Show. How are you doing? If you can hear me, that means you're alive. And what do I like to say usually on my show? That is enough right there. When you think about where God has brought you from, and when you think about that you're still in the land of the living, that is enough right there to give God some glory. I know everything is not 100. I know everything is not 100 in your life, but still, if you are in your right mind and you are alive and you have the activities of your limbs, if I may add, you should be giving God some glory. You should take time. If you don't, I hope you do. Take time to have a conversation with him on a daily and a nightly basis, because I do. Ever since I started doing that, I can feel his presence more and more. And for those who don't have a personal relationship with him, let me tell you something. Like it is written in the book of 2 Chronicles, all of us have to come to the realization of this, of what he said. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and what? Pray, which is like a conversation with the Lord. Then he wants us to seek his face. He said, and could you do me a favor? I need y'all to turn from your wicked ways. Then, oh, that sound conditional. Then I will hear from heaven. Then I'm going to hear you. And I'll heal your land. Your land could be anything. What area in your life do you need to be healed in? Seasoned saints, I'm starting already. Darn, the show just came on and I'm already trying to preach. Well, let me tell you something, seasoned saints. First of all, let me greet the church, the whole household of a faith. Seasoned saints know that if the preacher man, what they used to say back in the day, if the preacher man is in you, it's got to come out. Can I get a witness? We're going to have some music flow as always today. We're going to talk a little bit about what's happening in the land. Not too much, but mostly just music today. And I do want to just go ahead and get this out the way. Monet Management is my management company. Right now I'm managing 2 artists. I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for the experience. But I want you to check out Katura Cummings. Of course, Jairus Cook too on his YouTube, but Katura Cummings on YouTube. I want you to look up that name, go to her YouTube channel, check out her live performances. She's singing Start Over as one of the singles that she wrote. A lot of the songs that she's singing, she wrote it. She has another single that's coming out, a remix to a 2002 song that Jaheen dropped. She just wrote her own little spin to what he did. So I'm excited about that. And I'm excited about the views that she has gotten so far. I'm thankful over a little. When I say thankful, I don't say thankful like, okay, I'm thankful, but that ain't nothing. I don't have that mindset. because he said, if you be thankful over a little, I'll make you ruler over many. So you got to be careful when you're building and you're just starting out. Everything has to be built. Everything has to be built. Nobody comes out the mother's womb walking, talking with a college degree, making money. Not even Trump. Ooh. Well, he didn't. I don't think he went to college. But nobody comes out their mother's womb already ready. Everything is a preparation. If Jesus had to go through a preparation before he started preaching, if John the Baptist had to go through a preparation before he started preaching because he was a forerunner, then you know we got to be prepared, okay? Because you don't want to get in that limelight, get in the main stage, and you can't handle it. You start sweating bullets and can't take the pressure. Nah. When you go up, the Lord is good and he is so merciful. He is so kind to have us prepared as we go up. Because the higher you go, the more devils you may meet. Who knows? Anywho, I don't say what I need to say. I feel, is it offering time? I'm just messing with y'all. Let's get into the music flow and I'll be back after this.
Hey, my man, pass me that bag of corn nuts. Thank you, brother. My favorite. What's up, everybody? It's your man, Baby Dub. I brought my Mob Life family here with me today. We got a message for you here. I know you go through some tough stuff in your life, you know, and seems hard, unfair, unjust, but I want you to know all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. That's right. Hey, say.
Everything's working.
Yeah.
Working.
Uh-huh.
Everything's working out. For me, it's working.
Say it again.
Everything's working.
That's right.
Working.
Hey.
Everything's working out. For me, it's working.
Mary, Mary, talk to me.
Trouble in my life.
I'm good.
And I'm trying not to cry.
Oh,
God is good, as you can see. Everybody, taste and see the victory my God has given me.
Thank you for loving me.
Ooh.
For every trial you brought me through.
Thank you for saving me.
Now I can shout glory.
He's my everlasting King.
Jesus, the King of Kings. You make my life so beautiful. See me shining now.
Look, 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 look.
See me glowing now.
Look, 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 look.
Yeah, I shine for the world to see. To see.
Look, 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 look.
See me shining now. Yes, I shine for the world to see, to see. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. See, I am born of God, I overcome the world. Greater is He that lives inside me. See, I know I can do all things. Give me strength so I can win.
Give me the victory.
Now I can shout glory.
He's my everlasting King.
Jesus, the King of Kings. You make my life so beautiful.
Look, 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 look.
See me shining now.
Look, 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 look.
See me glowing now.
Look, 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 look.
Yeah, I shine for the world. Yes, I shine for the world to see, to see.
I
shine, I shine.
I
so bright, so bright.
I
in Him I have the victory. Yeah.
I
shine, I shine. So bright, so bright. In Him I have the victory.
Whoa.
See me shining now. See me glowing now. Yes, I shine for the world to see. Yeah. Whoa. I shine for the world to see, to see. Yeah.
Nick's Wonders Magic.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Well, y'all, that song you was just listening to, you know that song, that looka, 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 looka. I love that song. The artist's name is Marzo, or Marzo. Let me spell it for you. M-A-R-I-Z-U. If you want to look him up on YouTube or Spotify or Apple Music, the song is entitled Looka Looka. I like that. I like the beat. I like the flow. I like some Caribbean stuff too. I told y'all I'm diverse. Before then, we had Warren Campbell and the Marys singing the song Working. And then before that, we had Pastor William singing the song Spirit. I believe that's the song Spirit. That's my, that song right there, the opening of William McDowell's song. I love that. I love that song. So listen, on my show, I like to mix music, a little bit of the old with a little bit of the new. So you're going to hear variety when I come on, when I do my show. I want to take it all the way back. I want to take it all the way back back to 1998. This was on a movie soundtrack. The movie's entitled The Prince of Egypt. To me, in cartoon form, this movie is a classic. I love the music, love the movie. I got the DVD, baby, when DVDs was in style. Who remember VCRs? Well, before the DVD, we had the VCRs. VCRs went out, and I don't even remember when it went out, but it went out. So when DVDs were popping, I got the DVD. And guess who still has a DVD player? Don't laugh. Don't laugh, because the Lord is looking at you. And don't play me. You know you got one to steal. Okay? Now, before streaming became the popping and the ass became the popping, DVD was the thing, boo. Okay? I told you I'm going all the way back. This is my high school days, 1998, when this movie came out, when this song was dropped. I'm not even going to tell you who's singing the song. I'm going to see if you can recognize these women voices. Oh, shoot. I gave them a hint. Seasoned Saints, if you don't know what I'm talking about, The Prince of Egypt is basically a movie about the Ten Commandments about Moses, but in cartoon form. And it was so nicely constructed that it caught both of my eyes, child. Not one eye, but both of them. So that's going to be playing right after I get through getting ready to say what I need to say. I just want to talk about something that I saw on the news. You know, Biden is now talking about the infrastructure. And they're talking about monthly payments, reoccurring stimulus checks. I hope that happens, because you know my granddaddy, he is popping. But oh yeah, just in case you wasn't listening to the show last week, Biden, President Biden, is my granddaddy. I made it official. He is the first white man that has ever been a granddaddy to a African with Native American Cherokee. Show enough. Don't ask no questions. Just believe what I say, and y'all better leave him alone. This is why I want to talk, because my granddaddy is introducing a infrastructure package that's $2.2 trillion, and of course the Republicans are going to be the naysayers. I don't mean no harm to the Jewish community, but the Republicans sometimes remind me of the scribes and the Pharisees when Jesus was doing his ministry on earth. I'm just saying. So I don't understand this. Maybe a Republican can answer this for me. Let me try to be sanctified, Christianified at the same time. Now, he's talking infrastructure. Everything seemed like what the Democrats do, they knock it. They got something to say. Well, I don't believe this, and blocker, blocker, blocker. They're talking smack. Then they come up with their own. They always come up with their own plan. After the Democrats come up with something, they knock it. They knock it first, then they come up with something, right? And their plan has cost, my figures may be off, $650 billion or $620 billion versus Biden, President Biden, $2.2 trillion. So, you know, they cut a lot of people probably off their proposed plan like they usually do. My thing is, Republicans, did I miss it when that Trump was in office? Did I miss this? Did y'all talk about infrastructure? I'm just saying, because it's amazing how quick y'all come up with a plan cheaper than Biden. I just want to know, if I'm being honest before the Lord right now, if the Republicans were talking about infrastructure, if I'm mispronouncing it, you forgive me. It's the North mixed with the South, and sometimes it's a collision getting ready to happen. Okay, but I don't remember y'all talking about that, and I don't remember Trump talking about it. Trump just tweeted throughout his whole presidency, right? He was just tweeting, and then his wife, it got so bad, his wife said, don't delete. That's all I remember, you know, and bigots rising again. Did they present a plan and I missed it? I think I missed it. Because when you had a Republican in the head office, the head seat, wasn't this plan presented? Why y'all didn't push out that? Why you didn't talk him out of building a wall? and say, can we take that money and put it into the United States and build up our country and make our country and our surroundings so advanced that no other country can top us? Can we build something where you can make a hacker stay up 365 days trying to figure out how to hack? Can we build something where those that's supposed to be spies and call themselves federal agents, because everybody's not a federal agent, you know, so you got to be sworn in, baby. You go through a lot of testing. Trust me, I looked it up. Y'all look it up. The requirements to become a federal agent. I did. Mm-hmm. If you ain't got all that, went through all that testing, written, physical, and they're going to check you like, they're going to check you and they're going to check your family. If you ain't been sworn in with a federal agent number, you know, I'm federal agent 674222, whatever, like we see in the movies. I ain't talking about no contractor, baby, because the contractor is somebody who created his own business and he got connected with the feds. And I hope you got a contractor ID number. So I know about the federal contract. I know about that. I'm not going to go in detail, but I know about that stuff. Okay. I'm just saying, if they, I don't understand why they didn't build the technology within the United States, the bridges, the buildings, everything, everything that we see today, the stuff that Biden was talking about, President Biden was talking about of what is the infrastructure, because they were trying to be petty. It's about, well, what is it? Why do he have to tell you? You should already know. You guys should know, to the point that you should have presented it. Did y'all? And I miss it. If I missed it, it must didn't hit the news. Like it hit Fox. Like it hit NBC. Like it hit ABC. Like January 6th did. So, or when he built the wall, or when they was at the border, they snatched those parents from the children from those parents. Excuse me. Why are you guys won't talking about that? I don't understand. Every time someone presents something, if you want to run your mouth, you should have dropped it before. When all this long time, it's just like and I'm gonna get on down and get where I need to go temporarily and start the music back up. But somebody grab a Republican and tell them, now don't hide behind the bush. There is no ram behind the bush for you to use to get out of this. Okay, explain to me why things wasn't thought of before when Republicans had the Senate. Was in charge, you know, the majority in the Senate. It's just like, why that Georgia governor gonna pass that law after Georgia turns blue? Isn't that petty? Oh, I'm just saying. That's petty. It's just petty. It just seemed like a little bitty demon that came from the second floor of hell, just laid all up in the Republican Party. I know they probably say Democrats is for the devil too, but then just pray for us. But I just often wonder. I'm seeing a tick for attack. I saw more tick for tack than I did infrastructure. I saw more tweets than I did infrastructure. That's all I got to say. That's all I'm going to say about that. Because the reason why I just want to talk about that, because it's all over the news. It's all over the place. And I'm over here hoping and praying that my granddaddy, President Biden, will push out that fourth reoccurring stimulus check. I will fall out in the spirit for 3 whole days. Somebody look to your neighbor and say 3 whole days. That's so 3 whole days, not a half a day, a whole day. So let's get into the music. I'm getting ready to play this song from the way back, from 1998. And then we're going to have to get right back into the music flow, okay?
Thank you. it's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve when you believe? Somehow you will. You will when you believe. Ooh. In this time of fear, when prayer so often proves in vain, hope seems like the summer birds too swiftly flown away. Yet now I'm standing here, my heart so full I can't explain. Seeking faith and speaking words I never thought I'd.
Too many have died. Too much hate. There's still hope for tomorrow, but something has to change now.
Not tomorrow, but today. Something must be done. What we see cannot continue. Our ancestors paved the way, and now it's up to us. We've been given trust to make a change. What kind of world will we leave to our children if we do nothing? All the blood of those we lost will be on our hands. We must take a stand now. And you and you and the ones beside you. We cannot.
We can't just let this happen.
There's no more time to waste. No, this is our time.
It's a call to action.
Y'all ready? I know y'all know this one. Let's do it.
All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same man. Wonderful is my name. All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same man. Wonderful is your name.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, listen up. It is about that time. So let the music play. Hey, listen, I hope you enjoyed the Lady Boss Show today. I am Veronica Chanel. Listen, I'm here every week on a Friday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern time. I hope you guys enjoy the music that I play. You know, you can contact the Lady Boss Show. You can message me. We have a Facebook page and it's on Instagram. And if you feel compelled to, let me know what type of music you like to hear, or just comment on what you hear me discuss basically on the show. Also, you check out Monet Management. Our website is Monet Management, as well as Monet Management on Instagram. And we also have Facebook, a Facebook page. I'm really thinking about putting on a virtual mini concert featuring the artists I manage and a couple of other people. I don't know. I'm just praying about it. I don't know for sure, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes. My podcast is called Cultivating the Lux Lifestyle Podcast, and it's on all the major podcast platforms. Hopefully in the upcoming weeks, I will be announcing a new podcast that's just strictly catered to that Black entertainment, amplifying, enhancing Black voices. I almost said the podcast name, but I don't want anyone to go up there, and I can tell because I already uploaded a couple of episodes, and I can tell some folk been listening, but I just don't want to announce it just yet. But be on the lookout for that. And there's something else I wanted to leave with you all. Oh yeah, do not allow the adversary, negativity, negative vibes to stop you from building and working on whatever God has given you. I prayed for people earlier this week who may be in an abusive environment, an abusive relationship. I pray for them that God will deliver them. And I've been praying for different sets of people who have been dealing with mental illness. We need to pray for different people who fit different categories that may be going through something. I don't have to know you. I'm still going to pray. And the enemy tried to come at me like that's going to make me quiet. No, that's going to stop me from praying. No, the day Veronica gets quiet is the day that God himself tells me from heaven to earth, will you shut up down there? Darn, I'm getting tired of hearing you, Veronica. You get on my nerves. He has to say something like that. Okay. I know that a lot of time with tradition, the church tradition, we were fast leading up to Resurrection Sunday. But I decided let's do something different. Why can't we just keep fasting throughout the year, period? Until God does it, until whatever he do that you're asking him to do, just keep the fasting going. And that makes the enemy upset. So he's going to call you all kinds of names, and he's going to use the folk closest to you at times, or someone that you live with at times. But you got to recognize that's a demon. At the same time, you got to let folk know you don't play with me like that. Okay. Nah. But I want to uplift you and encourage you to stay focused. Okay, stay focused and thank God for the resources that you do have, and thank God for those that he may bring to help you, because everybody is not trying to hurt you. Now I know there's some Judases that's trying to pretend and camouflage. The beauty about the discernment of the Holy Spirit, you can't do that. Okay, he let us know. And those of you who have that gift, I know you enjoying that gift, because it comes in handy. It really do. Thank you for listening to the Lady Boss Show. I'm glad and excited to be on this platform. I am actually excited about what Justin is doing. Everything that he's thinking about, all the events, his whole ideas leading up to the Soul Awards. That's another thing, because, you know, I was really wanting to go this year, but we couldn't. There was a lot of things that were going on, but I'm excited to see the different things that God has given him to put in place. I know a lot of you guys probably already been to the Soul Awards, so it's not a thing for you, but it would be like really exciting to me to just to be in the place, to participate, just to be in the audience and different things. So I'm really getting excited, and I hope and pray that we won't have another surge of cases. You know, I hope and pray one day that this, we won't be in a pandemic no more. But that's all I have to say at this moment, because I can go on and on and on and on and on. On and on and on. Oh, and one of the artists that I'm managing, Keturah Cummings, you know, I said her name more than once throughout this show today, is releasing a remix. Let me go ahead and tell you. Her own spin. This is her own spin. Jaheim. Who knows Jaheim? If you don't, look up Jaheim. Okay. Listen to his song, Put That Woman First. Well, Keturah had this fabulous idea, darling, to create a remix off of that song, and that's gonna drop soon. So when it do drop, I'm waiting till after it drop, I'll play it for you. It's clean, it ain't no nasty, it ain't nothing like we saw at the Grammys. Oh snap. I'm just saying, there's certain scenes that this year's Grammy, I'm a female, I'm straight, I didn't care to see. I'm just saying, I didn't want to see all that, baby. You know, I feel like one of them old school saints. I ain't want to see all that, baby. I don't even see that, baby. I got my own baby. Thank you. Anyway, but it's clean, so you know. Wait a minute, let me go back and listen to it again. Make sure it's clean. But I'm going to be playing it for you all during the Lady Boss Show. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you will have a great weekend and a great Monday, because I know Mondays can be something else. But I hope you have a marvelous weekend and get excited because it's almost Sunday. Smooches.